Tesla is set to officially launch in Saudi Arabia on April 10th with a high-profile showcase at Bujari Terrace in Riyadh, as the company continues to face increased scrutiny and regulatory challenges in parts of North America and Europe. The evening event will feature Tesla's globally best-selling electric vehicle, EV, lineup, and offer attendees a glimpse into the company's cutting-edge technologies in clean energy, autonomous driving, and robotics. "You and your family are warmly invited," Tesla wrote in the invitation. "Explore a world powered by solar energy, sustained by batteries, and driven by electric vehicles." The event will also spotlight Tesla's humanoid robot Optimus and its autonomous ride-hailing concept, the Cybercab. The company says its team will be available on site to answer questions related to Tesla ownership, home charging, and upcoming innovations. Tesla's expansion into Saudi Arabia marks a significant milestone in its growing Middle East footprint. The company already has operations in the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Jordan. The announcement has generated excitement on social media, with Saudi users welcoming the brand's long-awaited arrival. Some users described it as a dream come true, while others praised Tesla's commitment to innovation and sustainability. Tesla's enthusiastic reception in Saudi Arabia contrasts sharply with the criticism the company has received in other regions. In North America and parts of Europe, the automaker has been subject to scrutiny, vandalism of charging stations, and pushback linked to CEO Elon Musk's public persona and political affiliations. In Canada, Tesla is currently under investigation for allegedly preemptively claiming $43 million in federal EV rebates days before the program was paused due to depleted funds. The Canadian government has since frozen the rebates and barred Tesla from participating in future incentive schemes under the ISEV program, citing suspicious activity. Several Canadian provinces, including British Columbia and Nova Scotia, have also excluded Tesla vehicles from local rebate programs. Meanwhile, tensions between Ottawa and Washington over auto trade policies, including tariffs linked to President Donald Trump's administration, have added to the strain. Despite regulatory headwinds elsewhere, Tesla's growth in the Gulf region aligns with broader efforts in Saudi Arabia to transition to clean energy and electric transportation under Vision 2030.